Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for the pledge number two?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, Chucky Boy Schumer, standing up there with AOC, the non-named Speaker of the House, said, and I quote, "Don't listen to Mitch McConnell."
Well, of course they don't want you to listen to Mitch McConnell. You know, talk about things like, well, this is the job of what this is the president's job and the job of the Senate to confirm. But of course, the very fact that he was standing there, Captain, with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yes, that's right, the de facto leader or, you know, shadow speaker, whatever we want to call her, that is a recognition, of course, of the power that she is now enjoying in the party, but also I think it's a function of just how nervous and maybe even desperate they are in order to try to project some kind of unity in all of this.
Well, if you go and you read the Democratic Party platform and you read the part about the new energy plan that they have and all that, that's all AOC and Bernie Sanders. So that's how much influence he's got in the party right now. And that is in the party platform. And if they get elected, they are going to put that into effect.
Well, absolutely. And one might think, Captain, if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just a little bit older, if she was 35, she would likely have been on the ticket.
Yep.
As in a very real possibility.
All right, well, hold that thought. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, I got a comment. Well, actually, two comments. You know, we have to not go through with this. We need to wait, like the Democrats say, after the election, because, you know, they might run around and start rioting, burning, and kill people and looting and everything. But, so wait a minute. They're already doing that.
That's right.
That's out. And, well, we still got to play ball with the Democrats and just kick this after the election, because they might impeach Trump. Well, wait a minute. What? Now, they already did that. So, I mean, I guess we're going to have to go through with it, huh, Captain?
Yep. I'm going to vote for him. I've already, matter of fact, well, I haven't voted for him yet, but I am going to vote for him. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean for the Supreme Court.
Court. Now we need to we need to get the justice in there. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I disagree with you. If we do that, the Democrats are going to go around and riot and burn and rape and loot and everything.
Already doing it.
What was it, Captain? They might try to impeach Trump though.
Already done it.
Oh God! Hey, listen. You forgot to mention in the enthusiasm, the Amish. Did you see the Amish parading up in Ohio?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
And what about the Crow Indians? Did you see them?
Crow Indians endorsed Trump. Mm-hmm.
The real Indians came out and endorsed Trump. Not that one that goes, whoa.
Yep.
He's got high cheekbones.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that's true, Kyle. The Crow Nation up there in Montana endorsed the president.
Well, exactly right. And so I appreciate what Ian was talking about. That's right, the enthusiasm. And honestly, and he brings up a really good point. He did it very humorously, and that is that the Democrats will threaten, that they want everyone to be terrified of what the Democrats might do if President Trump does
well,
his job.
We haven't even mentioned Kamala, and I'm about to. It's like I've been saying this all along, and you have too. Joe Biden is nothing more than a puppet for the radical left, and it looks like Kamala Harris will be helping pull the strings. Now, remember, Kamala is currently one of the most radical U.S. senators, and her agenda would send America spiraling down a path of socialism and decline. She's actually stated that she will support Bernie Sanders' socialist government-run health care, ban private health care insurance plans, kill American energy jobs, enact the socialist Green New Deal, potentially let terrorists and rapists vote from prison, give cop murderers a pass, and confiscate your guns by eliminating all gun shows and destroy your Second Amendment rights. America's come way too far, Kyle, under this president to allow phony Kamala Harris an opportunity to do any of that.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, hopefully the Democrat Party will enjoy some kind of renaissance or something after this, after they finally figure out that people don't want what Kamala and the others are trying to sell.
Well, I'm telling you right now, for all the people who like going to gun shows and buying guns and whatnot, you won't be able to do that if the Democrats get in. The first thing they got a target on, a bullseye, is the gun shows. They want to get rid of them because they believe that's how the bad guys get their guns. They don't think about the fact that they get checked more thoroughly to go to a gun show to buy a gun than they do at a damn gun store. Good Lord. Oh, well. It is what it is, and they don't have a clue, but we do. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Thank you very much. And Wayne Allyn Root's coming out with a new book here between now and Christmas, and I'll tell you all about it once he tells me about it. And we're going to bring him on the show, and we're going to talk about it. By the way, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, truck, or van that you're driving. And, of course, Florida comprehensive insurance is required here in Florida to get the windshield done. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he goes, right on key. Right on key and on cue. All right, well, how would you like this for an idea? A biochip might be used to detect COVID by next year.
That's a very interesting thing. I'm wondering, could it detect other things other than COVID?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, but that would be a real game changer. I wonder how the public might actually react to something like that, though.
Well, a lot of people don't want the vaccine. You think they're going to want a biochip?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, exactly. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, in terms of what the tech would be able to, what you can accomplish with it, but it might be a very hard sell to some, but to others might embrace it. But we'd need more information about how it really works and what it means and how you access it.
Yeah, I suppose that would be absolutely true. Now, Stephen Moore, who's an economist, we hear from a lot, right?
That's right, yeah.
Says that under President Trump, poverty is now at its lowest level ever. And then, just to add a little bit more icing on the cake, Larry Kudlow was hailing the boom in housing, retail, and the auto industries as auto sales had picked back up again.
That's right. Yeah, he's calling it a self-sustaining V-shaped recovery, basically. That's right. I think if you take a look post-COVID or mid-COVID, however we want to put it, we're seeing the enthusiasm in the market, different markets, to want to get back and continue to do things. It's still a long road to go. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Joe Biden once again proved his ignorance when he came out and said, you know, the president keeps talking about the stock market. He puts a lot of credence in the stock market. The stock market this, the stock market that. He doesn't realize that the average guy out there, the average Joe out there, doesn't even have money in the stock market, doesn't have no stocks, this, that, and the other. I'm thinking to myself, Joe, do you even know what a 401k plan is?
The 401k, and of course also...
Or KEO, or an HR, you know, Roth. I mean, they're loaded with stocks.
Well, of course. And also other companies that hire people or make products, or they're traded on the stock market.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Captain, if this was a Democrat trying to get reelected and the stock market was sky high, they'd be touting the stock market. The only reason Joe Biden is doing that is, again, they're trying to go down the road of class envy to make people feel like, well, I'm not a big stock trader, so
yeah,
this isn't important for me, but it's important for everybody.
All right, well, hang on. We're going to go to the phones. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. I want to congratulate my Buccaneers and Tom Brady, who makes America great again, who stands with Donald Trump. And we want to thank them for a big victory today. I want to thank Brady, because more important than their victory is you standing up for the country, making America great again. Okay, that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I heard on the sports station today Joe Biden talking about, you know, that yes, Donald Trump has done more for African Americans than any president since Abraham Lincoln. You're doggone right, because these illegals keep coming in here and taking that single mom job over there at the Ritz Carlton at the Hilton. Donald Trump put food on the table for single moms and African Americans, okay? Donald Trump has done more for African Americans and black colleges than any president in American history, okay? So let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a fraud. You heard Herschel Walker at the RNC. We knew Donald Trump for 37 years, so don't give me that. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't get your hair done, but Pelosi can. So no woman in America, every woman should be voting for Donald Trump. Every black should be voting for Donald Trump. Every iron worker and every contractor and every worker in Minnesota and Michigan should be voting for Donald Trump. I tell you what, turn your TV off, because Joe Biden, yeah, he may be flooding the airwaves with his commercials. And Donald, I want to see more commercials, but the bottom line is he hasn't done a doggone thing for anybody in any class in 47 years. Let's get to work and save the country, please.
All right, there you go. And he got into it pretty good there. And the reason I slowed him up there was because we got a couple more things to do here. But what do you think about all that, Kyle?
Well, yeah, Todd's on. He's going on a roll tonight. There's no doubt.
Yeah, but the thing of it is of course, we got to understand something here. I see the mail-in ballots, and some people are misunderstanding what these mail-in ballots are. There are some states, 22 of them, they all happen to be Democrat, that are mailing ballots to everybody. You know that, right?
Well, of course, yeah. I'm in one of them. Exactly, yeah.
But mail-in ballots are not necessarily legal in all states, correct?
Right, right.
And for those states that may just be mailing them to somebody where they haven't changed the legislation yet, where you have to register to get an absentee ballot, request one, and then, you know, sign up, and your signature's got to match the ballot and all that stuff, we're not hearing about that, are we?
Nope, not.
So my point in all of this is it's going to promote some election chaos, and the challenges are going to be rampant everywhere and anywhere.
Well, of course, and who really wants to benefit from that election chaos?
Why, the Democrats?
Well, the
of course.
Democrats, and why else would people like Hillary Clinton come out and say, "Don't concede under any circumstances," because they know.
Tell you what else they're going to do. They're going to judge shop. They're going to know the states you're going to do it in. They're going to know the judge in the court. They're going to stick it in because they think they're going to win. Watch and see.
Well, that's exactly right. Instead of actually, you know, getting votes And having something that sort of sells itself the way that President Trump has, you know, they could just try to like win elections and do it the old fashioned way, but they seem to have made this turn now into we're just gonna fight our way to power for this.
And a lot of this, and a lot of this, Kyle, is gonna find its way to the Supreme Court, which is why it's so important to fill this judicial position before the end of the year.
Well, that's right, and that's why they, under no circumstances do they want that to happen. They'll fight tooth and nail. I mean, for the Speaker of the House of Representatives to simply say, well, it's all part of our quiver of stuff, you know, maybe impeach the president for nominating a Supreme Court justice, it's laughable, but they're willing to do that.
We have a quiver of stuff for her, too. It's called a MOAB. And we're going to drop it right in the middle of her district, and it's going to explode on her. And she's going to find out that what's going to happen is the people are going to implode on her because she ain't bringing home the bacon when she's doing all this other stuff, now is she?
Well, right. And, it, of course, in a political way, that's going to be a very, very significant thing. But, you know, Captain, there are people in Nancy Pelosi's district whose places, their own shops have closed up, their own hair salons.
Because of the people living on the streets.
Well, that's it. Well, yes, but if Nancy Pelosi and Todd mentioned something about, again, Pelosi getting her hair done, nobody else can, you know, that stuff resonates. Even for lifelong Democrats, they are seeing the true colors of Nancy Pelosi and especially the California and especially the San Francisco government. They're seeing this happen, and they are simply saying, I've had enough. Walk away.
Well, it's true. By the way, Brandon Straka was in town over the weekend with his walk away movement. They had a walk away walk.
Yeah, right. Well, it's very symbolic. That's good. Yeah.
Yep. And they did. They had Democrats with them as well as the Republicans walking around where they were going. There was a lot of stuff going on here in Tampa Bay over the weekend. And when I say Tampa Bay, the general area of Tampa Bay that people weren't aware of that, these little things were going on. Some of the little subgroups kept it within themselves and they didn't. They could have had huge crowds had they gotten it out there, but they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do it.
Exactly, but the feeling of the walkaway movement, that's growing, I think, across the country from people that we hear from, first and foremost. And then, of course, again, just this idea that for some reason, you know, why would the country take every good thing that happened in the last 3.5 years under President Trump and just toss it out the window and let Biden and the rest of them come in with this stuff that's, as you mentioned earlier, Captain, driven by Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would just be, it would just be, make no sense.
Yeah, by the way, because of the fact that Sweden was spared a surge of cases, many people are wondering if that's the real solution or not. We'll get into that when we come back, folks, and a lot more, too, here in the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. What do you think was a big success in Sweden? Was it the fact they did the herd immunity, or was there a little something else involved in it? Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a political firestorm with both sides speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Joe Biden says President Trump's selection of a replacement before the election is the latest administration outrage.
The infection this president has unleashed on our democracy can be fatal. Enough. 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 We must come together as a nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC she's not ruling out launching impeachment proceedings in order to block the president's nominee.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. When we weigh the equities, protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is all natural, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever type of problems you might happen to have. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at its source, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, too. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. So, if you want to find out what I found out about 4.5-5 years ago, go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website again, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start program, $19.95. You will know for sure if it's going to work for you or not. And believe me when I tell you, your welcome is already on the chart for you. Because a lot of people have come up to me and said, I've tried that stuff and it's working, and I thank you. And I wouldn't tell you if it didn't work. I would not tell you. You'd not have my name attached to it if it didn't work. Relieffactor.com/captain, the 1995 3-week quick start program. And don't forget, it's all about helping us, we the people. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back in. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Archbishop of California has come out and told his worshipers to throw the bums out that are creating the restrictions on the churches in California.
Well, that's right. And this archbishop, Captain, is in San Francisco, I believe. He says they're asking our city to allow our right to worship without any sort of impediment, he told Sunday when he was on Fox and Friends. But this is, again, people are starting to kind of, I mean, everybody wants to be safe. I think that's really important to establish. Everybody wants to be safe, and people feel like they're taking measures to be safe. I don't know anybody who feels like they're being reckless or want to be reckless, but a lot of things have been so curtailed, while other things seem to not be curtailed, shall we say, or be criticized. For example, if you have large-scale riots or mass protests or things like that, you never hear the government officials saying, now, everybody, you're not socially distant enough, this kind of thing. But this could be very significant, because here you have a bona fide religious leader saying something very, very political.
And before we go to the caller, Louisville, the federal buildings in Louisville have been boarded up ahead of the anticipated Breonna Taylor grand jury decision. I believe they think that the police are going to be let off there, and that's why they're talking about that. And, of course, they're afraid the city's just going to explode.
Yeah, that would seem to be their assumption on the whole thing, exactly.
Yeah, and the police really didn't do anything wrong based on the information they had. And by the way, why the hell did her boyfriend open up and start shooting with her in the middle of the line of fire? Oh, well, hold on, we got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Liberal Larry. I'm moving across the state of Florida on my way to Daytona Beach.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I just wanted to piggyback off what you guys were saying, and I want to talk to, America. Hey, I'm Liberal Larry. Let me tell you, you can walk away from these people, I did. You don't have to vote Democrat anymore, because these people are not in the best interest of America. You know, I remember you had a show, Matt, 2 years ago, and you took a poll. You must have had friggin' 90 callers that night about who you vote for to stand this or kill them. I think that I shocked you when I said you better vote for DeSantis.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk away from these people like it. They're cutting people's GoFundMe when they defend themselves now against these rioters. I mean, it's gotten out of control, mm-hmm. and it's easy to see. Don't vote for these people anymore. Walk away. I did, and you can do it too. And that's my 2 cents for tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Very good. And, he brings home an interesting point. I remember that show when we wanted to do an informal poll and find out who they were going to vote for, Gillum or DeSantis, and I think I had more than 90 callers. I think I had 100 that night, which I set a record, and all but about two or three said DeSantis.
Wow. Wow. Well, but again, and what Liberal Larry's talking about, Captain, is so important, the idea of walking away. And that may be the only thing, of course, that the Democrats understand, but again, people don't want what they're selling. What the Democrats are trying to foist on people is exactly that. Stuff they have to foist on people.
Uh-huh.
But what President Trump is talking about is actually, he's talking about liberty, to be able to live your life and do the things that you want to do, have a successful business, and have opportunity in our land. And,
yeah.
and not have the government just tell you every single thing all the time.
Now, we had an almost in New York City over the weekend. A New York City subway train derailed after striking debris that was intentionally put on the tracks. And the NYPD is looking for a suspect who's been identified because of the video that they have of him putting the debris on the tracks.
That's exactly right. They've charged a 30-year-old with reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and assault and criminal trespass. And that's right. They're saying that their investigation revealed that this person was seen throwing construction debris on the express track at the 8th Avenue and 14th Street train station. And all this happened around 8:15 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. And this train was traveling at about 50 miles an hour that was on that express track. Fortunately, there weren't a lot of people on the train, and there was only one minor injury, and that was to the engineer who was up front when the train jumped the tracks, and he apparently struck the windshield.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. And but still, I mean, this is very, very significant. This is a very, very serious crime that was done. And
yeah.
We'll find out more, and we don't know anything, as far as I know, about motivation per se.
Yeah.
But this is very serious.
Just think what would have happened had that been 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday.
That's right.
But because it was a weekend, it was a different story. Now, a Missouri Biker Fest over there in the Lake of the Ozarks. You didn't even hear about this one, folks. Drew tens of thousands of people despite the super spreader concerns. Some of them had masks on, some of them didn't, but they were all outside.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the notion that it was outside usually is, I think, in many people's minds, one of the leading factors of whether or not something is going to go on or is okay to go somewhere, this kind of thing. But just watch. They'll try to make it into a, well, nope, this is set us back really, really far with COVID.
Well, that's because the CDC made a comment here about if you cough, being outdoors doesn't necessarily protect you, because it says if you cough people outdoors, the disease can still be transmitted, blah, 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 and there's a whole bunch of little stuff down there. But, you know, I get that, but if you're social distancing and you're keeping you, and by the way, here's something. I saw pictures of people on top of a mile-high mountain, okay, a mile-high mountain. They climbed up there.
Mm-hmm.
They were wearing face masks.
Yeah, the face masks on. Exactly.
A mile up in the air. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
Well, but this is exactly, again, people, in many, many respects, people don't know what to believe because they've been terrified by different reports. Unfortunately, because of the politicalization of this virus that was done to us, by the way, again, it has caused nothing but chaos. And unfortunately, Captain, there are those in different halls of power in different countries in the world right now who are just eating this up. They think this is the best thing ever because the United States is in such chaos.
Well, finally, before we go to our break here and then come back with a Truckers Highway and Bible Report, AOC once again made this comment. Ginsburg's death should radicalize Dems and make electing Joe Biden the focus. Joe Biden still has no list of a prospective SCOTUS list of justices either.
You know, it's an interesting term, by the way. Radicalize? You mean energize?
No, she said radicalize.
Well, exactly.
She wants the people to go out in the streets and create chaos.
Exactly. See, because typically you would say, this would refocus us. We need to energize like we've never. We need to get out there and make sure we're knocking on doors and telling people and bring your friends and all that kind of stuff. But radicalize, now I guess it's just all out in the open.
Well, what do you suppose would happen to her if she went out on the street with a megaphone and told everybody she wanted to go burn down whatever, this, that, and the other, and radicalize them doing that way? And then the president, the DOJ, charges her with inciting a riot. She gets convicted. Gee, she's no longer a congresswoman, is she?
Well, who knows? She might go do that. We just don't know.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America's Third Watch. We're going to take another look at the highways and byways out there. And again, if you're traveling along the Gulf Coast, you got to keep your eyes in the skies because we've got a lot of rain coming in again. It's going to create some flooding over there. And remember, parts of I-10 will be underwater. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, there she is, the darling of the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Donna Fiducia, we appreciate her so much for doing that. A veteran of Fox News for a number of years, and she was the first girl that flew in the traffic car and actually did traffic reports for the old Howard Stern show. She also did it for Big Don Imus, too. So there you go, before she went over to Fox. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the pilot or Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to us, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club there, too, at the pilot or Flying J. You accumulate points, you get discounts, you get stuff in there, whatever. Tell you what, it's a good deal. If I was on the road, I'd be doing it, too. All righty. Well, here we go again with another interesting tune.
I am who I say I am, not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be, not who let me be. I'm an American. You lie and you justify all the wrong things you call right.
Community. That's Brandon Strock, and he was in Tampa yesterday for a big event that they had. They walked around Tampa, and there you go. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren here in a minute, but let's just give a little detail here. Tropical Storm Beta continues to track slowly towards the western Gulf Coast, Texas, and western Louisiana. Storm surge, tropical storm force winds, and a long duration of heavy rainfall will be the event that we're going to have coming, with associated flooding expected over parts of south Texas as well as southeastern Texas and Louisiana, southwestern Louisiana. Meanwhile, Hurricane Teddy is about to strike the Bermuda, the island of Bermuda, remain over the Atlantic, but still bring swells, rough surf, rip currents, and coastal flooding to portions of the East Coast and Puerto Rico as well. And Kyle, what's going on out there towards the west tonight?
Well, thank you, Captain. We still have some smoke from the Cameron Peak and Mullen fires, creating an air quality alert in the Denver area as we come up I-25. So this, of course, would mean Denver, also Fort Collins, Boulder, also moving north into Cheyenne, Wyoming. We have a fire weather warning in another part of Wyoming there. This is near Rawlins as you go across I-80. Now, part of this is the fact, of course, they have low humidity, but they also have some gusty winds.
Yep.
Winds that may be 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. So if you're traveling across I-80 there in that region, be careful because of these winds. Also over in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, we had a severe thunderstorm warning earlier, but that warning is weakening. It's going to go ahead and expire, we understand, but you still could have gusty winds in that area. So if you're traveling I-15 near Idaho Falls, you want to be careful of that gusty winds and even some hail as well. Air quality alerts also going on in eastern Oregon tonight. A little bit of relief because of cooler temperatures and some rainfall in Oregon for those fires.
All right. Now, we got to get first I'm going to tell you we got a lot of frost and freeze warnings in the higher elevations on the East Coast tonight, starting in Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York State, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Maine has got a hard freeze warning in going up towards Nova Scotia. And by the way, the remnants of Hurricane Sally, now just strictly depression, is off the coast of Maine, headed up to Nova Scotia, so you got some rough waters up in there. Teddy is starting to affect the East Coast right now with the rip currents, but Beta, we've got two separate areas, Kyle. We've got the New Orleans area that's got a tropical storm warning. Then there's a gap, and then it picks up again in Houston and goes on down towards Corpus Christi with a tropical storm warning.
Oh, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, even along that area where the gap is for Lake Charles, we still have flash flood watches and so forth going on there as well.
Yeah, and we had a big low pressure system that came through Florida today. We still got winds across the I-4 corridor, north of Tampa all the way to the East Coast and down towards, Fort Myers and all the way over to the East Coast, north part of, Lake Okeechobee. Still got winds going back and forth there. Got some rain up in the Jacksonville area tonight too. So we're not out of the woods. And by the way, flooding. Oh yeah. Still got flooding, in the, Mississippi, Mobile, Pensacola area and, eastern, southeastern Louisiana as the rain starts coming in there. Just can't handle any more water, Kyle.
No, not at all. This is not welcome.
But it's coming.
But it is. And, again, pay attention to authorities there if any evacuations are ordered.
Yeah, and that's the thing, folks. If they tell you to get out, get out. Don't argue. Don't say, well, I'll be okay. Okay, so tell us how to hear your show there, Mr. Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I'm sure we'll be talking all about the stuff we talked about tonight, tomorrow still.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Okay, the Ginsburg situation is alive, well, and it's getting wilder by the moment.
Yeah, would it take like minus 4 seconds for the Democrats to start with the threats of violence?
Well, they can threat They can threaten all they want. They can do the violence all they want, but the jig is up. People know what they are, who they are, and I just hope that Nancy Pelosi holds true on some of what she's talking about, because it's going to cost her dearly, dearly in the congressional race across the country. Mark my words.
What, that she's threatening impeachment?
That she's threatening anything. People are sick and tired of Nancy Pelosi. Even the Democrats are sick and tired of Nancy Pelosi. One of the main reasons I keep hearing is, where's my stimulus check?
Well, Congress, the House is meeting today, by the way, on the House Rules Committee. But that is on keeping the government open. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus relief.
Yep.
So she's not in any hurry to do it.
Nope, and the people that are in a hurry and need it, the ones that I hear the worst need it, are the Democrats in some of these the middle parts of the cities and whatnot, where they've been less fortunate, and they've been sitting there thinking they were going to get this all the time, and now they're not. They're not happy, and most of them that I'm talking to are saying, hey, they've walked out on us, we're going to walk out on them. I just played the song Walk Away by Brandon Strock, the guy who was in town on Sunday, had his big thing in town. Tampa, his walkaway thing that he did where they walked all over the town. But anyway, people are just, they're mad as hell. They're just not going to take it anymore. Democrats are losing out. I think they got to know it, right? They got to know it.
Well, you know, those that are in contested races on their House seats are expressing some interesting things to, you know, their caucus into the Pelosi leadership. Now, apparently she's just not going to listen, though. And I think what's at hand here is that she's necessarily having to compete with the AOC caucus. So you really have two competing conditions on the Democrat side.
And I've never seen Chucky Boy Schumer with a junior congresswoman out there that he gave as much time to and as much love as he did AOC yesterday.
Can I rest my case? They're all on a panic.
Well, here comes the music. So when we come back, we got that and a lot more stuff to talk about. And yeah, there's still some things going on over there in the Middle East we need to talk about too when it comes to Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is out there threatening people again. Here we go. Not going to stop with that anytime soon. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.